This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLD TIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Blair Martin has been a presenter of the queer radio show on 4ZZZ FM in Brisbane since October 2011. In 2014, Blair was presented with a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Queen's Birthday Ball Awards, a recognition of outstanding achievements within the LGBTIQ community. He was listed as one of 25 LGBT people to watch in 2015 by the Gay News Network. Patrick and Emma spoke to Blair over the weekend for his views on the recent Queensland election results. We started by asking him if he was surprised by the result.
I've got to be honest, I was one of the few that was not shocked because I knew this was coming. And if you want me to pick your lotto numbers next week, please ask me to do it now, because I said Labor would win 35 seats, which is what they did win on top of the nine they already held. And I kind of feel a bit freaked by that because I actually predicted it.
Do you think you're going to...
A lot of people were completely... surprised, absolutely, because you don't go in to an election with a margin like the Campbell Newman LNP had and expect to get anywhere near like losing. What I think a lot of commentators simply did not know, because they do not live here, that government put so many people offside. It's a strong word to use, but Campbell Newman was hated by people. He was so beyond people wanting to listen to him. He was blocked out, and the more he spoke, the more they pushed him to the margins.
Did that happen from the early on stages of coming into government? Because it seems, certainly from the media reports down here in Victoria, it seemed like he wasn't very popular right from the get-go.
It's an interesting factor who he is. He came into political prominence in Queensland. He's not a Queenslander. He's an interstater. He's an interloper. He's a Tasmanian. I mean, he is the son of two Liberal former federal ministers in Kevin Newman in the Fraser government and Jocelyn Newman in the Howard government. But he came up here to make his fortune, I suppose is the best way to say it. He married well locally. He married into an influential and wealthy family. So he had a very good run at being able to make something of himself. And he won an election as Lord Mayor when nobody knew who the hell he was. Was he going to beat the incumbent Lord Mayor, Tim Quinn? And he did. And then the next election was an even bigger win for him. And so I believe he had some belief that the people of Queensland saw him as a can-do, which was his slogan, person, and that's what they wanted. So when the LNP, after drubbing after drubbing after drubbing that they got under Lawrence Springborg, who is once again the opposition leader, they went to someone who they thought could win them an election. And that's what happened. However, the other side of Campbell Newman's personality, which I have had face-to-face from him, is a very nasty little man when he gets angry at you. And as a former colleague said of him, if he doesn't understand your position, he will not understand why you cannot understand his. For he just simply can't see why you can't see it his way. And I think that's what put people offside.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Do you think when the Liberal Party came to power in Queensland, do you think it was, I mean, you've said that they put someone in to leadership who they thought could win an election. Do you think that that was about him at that point, or was it just time for a change?
Look, obviously, after the length of time that Labor was in power, certainly time for a change was evident. Queensland is a very different political state to the other states of Australia. The Liberal Party have never been the dominant Conservative Party in Queensland. The National Party has been. And the Liberal National Party, as I jokingly said at the time of their amalgamation and prior to the 2012 election, there's no Liberal Party in Queensland. There's a National Party with an L in front of it. And that's what it is. The National Party took over, but to give some sort of good figurehead, a good progressive urban modern person, they went to Campbell Newman. He was a proven electoral winner. He was someone that could prove popular, and he certainly did in the campaign. But I take what you say in that, yes, a time for change, and to quote Bill Hayden, you could put a drover's dog in front and they would have won. But Campbell Newman is not a man to be second-guessed, and he doesn't seem to work well when people are criticising him, which I think is a disappointing thing for someone who clearly has a lot of energy and a lot of vision for where things should go.
A lot of the backlash that was against the Liberal National Party, and you have said earlier that it was because Campbell Newman was hated, but obviously from the other state's perspective, and certainly it seems within the Liberal National Party itself, within the coalition, was that it was also a backlash against the federal government itself. And certainly talking about the personality of Campbell Newman, it seems to be a very similar personality that we're dealing with at the moment with the Prime Minister Tony Abbott.
I think your analogy is absolutely correct. You have two people who are determined people. People who see what they are doing is the right course of action. Now, others who cannot see that or want to debate or saying, look, let's see what's good about what you've got because there are some areas which are not good. They can't see that. They don't want to see that. They believe. It's a form of evangelism. It's my fundamentalist evangelizing right to get out there and tell you you're wrong and I will do the right thing and nobody's going to stop me. You compounded that in Queensland with a prime minister who is on the nose and who in the final week of the campaign made one of the greatest pieces of slapstick comedy ever in knighting a prince. Is not even a citizen of Australia. I just simply cannot fathom how that was ever going to be considered a good idea. And the LNP have already said here in Queensland, it stole electoral oxygen from their final week of the campaign because people started talking about Sir Prince Philip and the mockery that Tony Abbott had last year when he introduced or reintroduced knights and dames by compounding it this time was just insane.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLB TIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Blair, there was a report in Crikey in June 2012 which described the Queensland government's changes to civil union and surrogacy rights for same-sex couples as the most significant rollback of gay and lesbian rights by government in the Western world ever, with a series of law reforms aimed solely at removing rights from a minority and prioritised by government before it had even reached 100 days in power. How has it been to live in Queensland for the last 3 years under that LNP government as a part of the Rainbow community?
I feel like I should have a DeLorean and Marty McFly and Doc because it was literally Back to the Future. I'm a Queenslander born and bred. I lived in Brisbane during the 80s under the Joe Bjelke-Petersen regime when we were not even allowed to go into licensed premises because we were deviants. And so we should not even be in a pub, let alone be served. And that was actually passed. That was a law passed in 1985 and not repealed until 1990. Having that sort of response to who you are, a government that had only been in power for 3 months made it their first order of business almost to trash something like that. It shows that they are an ideologically driven government. All the things they said about the gay community is our friend, we have got people who are gay. I mean, every time I went to visit an LNP politician or senator or member of parliament, there seemed to be this whole plethora of young twinkie gay males working for them, and I thought there must be a factory somewhere they just churn them out.
Yes, it's Homocon Corp.
Look, thank you. I mean,
yeah, they give them all the best of Lady Gaga. They put them on there. They put them in a nice Armani suit that their father bought for them after realizing that he wasn't going to be able to get a grandchild, and moved on from that. I hate homicons.
You're quite correct. And it beggars belief to me that anyone who analyzes the policies of what is the right-wing National Party, which has never liked us and downright hates us, would ever want to do anything for us. So cancelling the funding to healthy communities, the Queensland AIDS Council's name, in between being the Queensland AIDS Council, then moving, and this I thought was so symbolic. I don't know if they actually knew they were doing it, but on Midwinter's night, the longest, darkest, coldest night of the year, 21st of June, Jared Blay, or as I called him, Doogie Wowser, got up as the Attorney General and moved the bill that took out all the significant parts of the Civil Unions Act, turned it into a relationships register, and then, as an afterthought, said, oh, and we will be moving on surrogacy. I think those that were left in the chamber must have done a double take and went, I don't remember that. It's hung around like a bad smell on the LNP government for 18 months before word got out that, oh, it's been shelved. He's been told he's not to proceed with that. But that's not meaning it's cancelled. If they'd won another thumping victory, that would have been on the cards, because Jared Blay takes his orders from the Australian Christian Lobby, the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Brisbane, the recently appointed at that time Mark Coleridge, sat down with Newman and Blay and told them, we don't want civil unions to look like marriage. You must change this. You've got to do something to protect right-thinking married couples. And that's what happened. They took their orders from the religious right of this state, and now the people have spoken and told the religious right they have no place in telling what the rest of Queensland can do with their lives.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
And we're continuing our discussion now with Blair Martin from the Queer Radio Show on 4ZZZ in Brisbane, talking about recent political changes in Queensland. In this segment, we started by asking Blair if he believes that the new Labor government, formed as a minority, will deliver on its pre-election commitments to Rainbow Folks, which included restoring civil unions, refunding the Queensland AIDS Council, implementing the Safe Schools Coalition, expunging historical gay consensual sex convictions, reviewing the state's age of consent discrepancy and same-sex surrogacy rights.
Labor got an awful shock in 2012. Grace Grace, who was the defeated Brisbane Central member, the gayest seat in the state, who was handsomely returned on the 31st of January, described what happened in 2012 as a tsunami. They went away. They have been absolutely chastened. They know you cannot go to the people at one election and say one thing and then go and do something entirely different with their privatisation plan, plus lying to the people or doing things too smart by half. This is a government that is on notice that it has to negotiate every piece of legislation. They got support from Peter Wellington, an independent who used to be a National Party member. Very curious that, you know, in the Gillard time in government, she was supported by two ex-National Party independents. There seems to be a theme going here. If they don't stick to what they're doing, they will suffer a real backlash, and it will be, you know, nothing like 2012. It'll be worse. So they know they are on notice. All of those things you mentioned, one of those is not to be contested. The Surrogacy Act of 2010 is on the books. It's not going anywhere. Labor's not touching it. They put it in place in 2010. They defended it. They're not going to change it. So that's something that will not happen. They are on record as saying civil unions must come back. In fact, in the last week, there were some scuttlebutt running, and I think The Australian ran it actually as a news story, that Yvette Darf, the new Attorney General, was already making plans for it to happen, and Lauren Springborg was up there saying, oh, it's not a very prioritising thing for a government to be doing. I thought, well, hot calling kettle black there, considering you changed it within months of being in government yourself.
I think the other things are almost in a descending order of probability and easy to hard. It's going to be relatively easy to reject the Civil Union Act. You just change everything that Doogie Bowser changed and put it back to where it was in November 2011. You then will look at refunding Quack. That, I think, is something they will stick to. The only other thing is there is this HIV Foundation Queensland, which Springborg, as health minister, set up. What does that place have? And there's the Ministerial Advisory Committee on HIV/AIDS, which sucked up all the funding that Quack used to have. So that's something that Labor have said they will actually look at what's working and what's worthwhile and go from there. They're not just going to strip funding away on an ideological whim. When it comes to things like Safe Schools Coalition, I think that'll go through without any problem at all because it's been adopted so well around the rest of the country. Probably the most difficult one is going to be age of consent and expunging convictions. I've been reading today that it's already been discussed that in Britain they're just going to do a blanket expunge of 49,000 convictions. What I understand from legal people in Queensland is there's nothing in the Queensland records that show a conviction for male-to-male homosexuality where it was above what would have been the legal age of consent and consensual and something which was aggravated assault or between a minor and an adult. There's a lot of that that they've got to be careful about, expunging convictions for people who probably should be convicted because it was a case of rape. So I think that's going to be an area that's tricky, but it may come through. Equal age of consent. Queensland is still a very conservative state, but it's got to be put out to people the absurdity of homosexuals being legal for something at 16, but cannot do what heterosexuals do, which is insertive intercourse until they're 18. What the Labor government in previous time, who brought this act in, or this change to the act under Goss, Wayne Goss said, oh, well, look, we've made it the same for everyone. Male and female cannot have anal sex until they're 18, so that's fair. I mean, it's illogical. I mean, no other state in Australia has such an illogical balance. So often governments talk about being, we want to be in step or better than the rest of the other states. Well, here's something they could do quite easily in saying, our legal system is out of step with the other states. We've also got to be in step with them. I mean, that was Blaise's argument for neutering and dumbing down the Civil Unions Act because it was better than what everybody else had. And we need to be on the same level as every other one else. So that's going to be a hard fight. But I think ultimately we've got to win because eventually people are going to just look at you and go, what?
I suppose there's also a note of positivity in this regard because looking at a previous minority government, which of course was the federal government led under Julia Gillard, it was considered one of the most, in terms of the amount of legislation that went through and went through successfully, it was one of the most productive governments in Australian history.
It is the most productive government Australia has ever had.
So yeah. I would hope that that's something, but that's a positive step towards this, especially in relation to the rainbow community having all these things changed and revisited. But I want to move over because, of course, recently Queensland was dealing with Cyclone Marcia. Unfortunately, natural disasters do occur quite frequently in Queensland, something that us dear Victorians have no idea about. We just have very bipolar weather. What's your view on how the new Premier and the government have responded so far to Cyclone Marcia?
I think at an exemplary level, they have shown care and concern, but not trying to use it as some sort of flag-waving exercise, or look at me, I'll get in front of a blown-out building and that'll raise my profile. There's definitely been a sense that things are being done sensibly, steadily and carefully. Rockhampton is my hometown. It's where I was born and raised and learned to be gay. My parents still live there. The cyclone went right over the top of them. Thankfully, my home that I grew up in suffered no damage. But there are other people around Rocky who have lost quite a bit. One of the things that is good about Rockhampton is it's a very resilient town. It's a very typical provincial get off your backside and do something town. And for most of its life, it's a very Labour town. So there's going to be an awful lot of love shown between the government and the people there. But that's not to say if it was, you know, Gympie or if it had been far more right-wing place, for example, if a cyclone had somehow gone in and hit Kingaroy, whether the government would have done any different, I doubt it. What is always going to be the issue is the bottom line to the budget. But I think Labor is in a position where they can see the excesses of the Newman government, who preached fiscal responsibility while doing the complete opposite, sacking tens of thousands of people, but then employing mates and mates of mates on massive consultancy packages was an obscene way to balance or try and balance a budget.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.